Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And it's Steve Tasker who has been all over the field.
Kind of unique. He was kind of a dual role player for you.
Steve.
A balloon.
Steve. A blimp. We're not even in the stratosphere of normalcy.
Hour number three of One Bills Live. Chris Brown, Steve Tasker with you. As we are inching ever closer to Bills Chiefs on Monday at 5. And Steve and I will be back in these chairs on Monday as an extended pregame show of sorts, as we'll be here noon to 3, knowing kickoff is at 5, and then we'll be hopping right on the round table on the pregame show from 3 to 3:35. So,
are we on the round table 3 to 3:35?
I think that's when we would be if we're judging it off. Well, I'll have to check the email because our good friend Alan Davis just sent it to us. And,
I got that as well.
He runs all of that stuff. So, yeah, that would seem to make sense to me, but here we are in a wide open hour number three of the program for you to be a part of the show. As you know, every Friday we have the OBL fan mailbag.
It is three. We're on 3:02.
There we go.
We get a 5-minute break.
That's right. We got to skip across the parking lot here and get into the broadcast booth. So we'll be, we're up for the task, man. We can do that.
Carry me piggyback. I don't think I have the stamina to jog over there.
I'll put you on a scooter.
Right? I mean, on a dolly.
Yeah. 803-0550 to join us here in hour number three as the OBL fan mailbag is being opened, where we answer any of your questions or concerns about the Bills. And we also, every Friday, have the Football Crisis Hotline. And if you haven't been with us the last few weeks, you might ask yourself, what is the Football Crisis Hotline, Chris? Well, I'm going to tell you. There are times this time of year where your football life intersects with your love life, your relationship, and there are tough decisions that sometimes have to be made and priorities have to be laid out, and sometimes that can get messy, or you might be in a quandary as to what to do. Steve and I are both married men. We've both been married for more than 20 years. We've been through these situations. We've been in a countless number of doghouses. We both have kids. We both are, like, married to football as well. So we have your answers. We've been through the ringer on these things. So if you have an issue there where your football life and your relationships are kind of butting heads, we've got answers for you. And so if you have anything, either weigh in on Twitter at OneBillsLive or give us a call here at 803-0550. You can call under an assumed name so as not to give yourself away to anybody that may or may not be listening. But we're here to help. With that in mind, we go to the Crisis Hotline tweet sheet. And all of the tweet sheets are brought to you by Corrigan Moving Systems, the official equipment moving company of the Buffalo Bills. But from Colin, Stevie says, I live in California, and the game is going to be on Monday at 2 p.m. our time.
Right.
I work till 6 p.m. in a retail store. Any ideas?
In a retail store, usually you work in shifts.
I'm guessing it's not Best Buy, where you could just turn the television on. Right. Just be, I'm over here in the video department.
You're not retail selling like beer in a sports bar, right? Hey, problem solved. No. First things first, get out ahead of it. You should try and switch shifts with one of your coworkers for first thing. You got to get out of work.
That's right.
There's only one way to do it. And ask one of your coworkers to work for you or take a shift for them or take two shifts for them if they take one from you, that kind
of
thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good way to go.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah, like offer to pull a weekend shift on Saturday. You know, maybe if you're working during the week, maybe offer to work a weekend shift for somebody so they can have their Saturday off and say, all right, well, just give me Monday.
Right.
You know, because that's Monday is essentially your Sunday this week.
That's right.
Because the Bills are playing at 5.
That's the best way out of it. You got to get out in front of it and ask somebody to help you out and work on Monday. You got to take their weekend shift or whatever. Maybe their Sunday shift when they want to watch their team play. So
yeah, and we don't know the nature of your work to see how much you can kind of skate on your job duties while on the job, you know. But if your job position is not a matter of life and death,
healthcare. If you're selling,
the last resort is you know, if you're running the game on your phone.
If you're selling candles, watch the game on your phone.
Yeah,
you know,
or put an earpiece in your ear and drop the phone in your pocket, and every chance you get to. Yeah, cop a look,
If you're a healthcare professional, skip the game.
Skip the game and look to switch a shift.
Right.
So that's our suggestion there. 803-0550, open line to join us. 1-888-550-2550. Back to the mailbag here. So we were up to Scotty, who said, offenses are taking Edmonds out of the middle by sending his assignment to the flats in man-to-man. Should the Bills play more zone coverage or spy looks to limit throws over the middle of the field? Now, we do know this. Edmonds is a problem when he's manning the middle of the field because you can't drop those passes over him at the second level, you know, and get it in between him and the corners or the safeties very easily because he is so tall and long. So this Scotty's saying, well, they're getting him out of the middle of the field by running him out to the flats with the running back responsibility, presumably.
Yeah, I would do something a little different, something that the Chiefs have not seen or have not seen you do. Perhaps putting Edmonds as a spy on Mahomes would be a great idea and snug him up to the line of scrimmage when the ball snaps, Mahomes backs up. Edmonds just mirrors him up close and gets on the Chiefs' side of the line of scrimmage and just kind of stays out of the pocket and just mirrors where Mahomes goes. With his length, it's going to get in Mahomes' vision a little bit, no question. That's what some of what the Raiders did last week to really stymie what the Chiefs did. The Chiefs 8 points in the second half of the Raider game, and it gave the Raiders a chance to win that game by double digits. Look for the Bills to do something like that. Now, it may be hard for people like us to see, but I would say that as well. I would say you got to have Tremaine Edmonds doing something that gets in Mahomes' vision, gives him a chance to get his arms up. That's one thing I've been kind of disappointed about this in this defensive line. They have not batted enough balls down at the line of scrimmage. With the ball coming out on time, as we've seen, that should have been a bigger part of what they've been doing. And Edmonds certainly has that ability when he's got this, you know, this huge wingspan. So, yeah, I'm with you. Let whatever it is that you think this coaching staff thinks Edmonds does well, let him do that a lot and let him use his athleticism inside.
Yeah, and on top of that, yes, more zone coverage. Yes.
Yeah, so, I think you'll see more zone coverage this week.
Yeah.
That seems to be the trend of teams playing the Chiefs.
From Jack, what do they do about the breaks in coverage? We made Nelson Agholor look good. A.J. Brown took our lunch money. Rams also look good. White and the safeties are great, but Johnson, Norman, and Wallace have all struggled at times. QBs are picking apart McDermott's touted zone D. Could they trade for help at linebacker or defensive back? I mean, you can always try to work a trade if you feel you need to acquire some talent. I'm in agreement with Steve. I think you just need to get healthy. That's what you need
start.
To do.
That's a good start. And this just in, Nelson Agholor and A.J. Brown and the Rams, respectively, they are good. I mean, the Bills aren't playing the Bengals and, you know, these teams that are struggling offensively. They're playing – they've got a schedule that is unbelievable this year. These teams are good. The Raiders are good. The Rams are good. The Titans are good. The Chiefs are obviously very good. The Seahawks, the Steelers are very good. The Niners are very good. Let me go down the list. The Patriots are going nowhere. This is a tough schedule the Bills have. They're playing some really good guys. So if you're telling me these good players for these other teams that have playoff and Super Bowl aspirations are making them look good, they are good. This is going to be a tough year. Every single week, it's going to be rough. And, you know, the Bills' defense is taking it on the chin here a little bit in the early going, no question. A lot of defenses are. But I think there's no question They're ready and are they're on top of it. Leslie Frazier has said it. Sean McDermott has said it. They are all hands on deck trying to get this thing under control defensively going forward. But they're playing. They're not playing against teams that are struggling offensively. They're playing against teams that have got it going on. You know, when they play the Jets, they beat them good. Same thing with the Dolphins at that time. They beat them pretty good. The Jets, they outscored them. I'm sorry, not the Jets. The Rams, they outscored them, and the Rams got back into it in the second half. So you can expect these teams are going to hang some points and make some plays on your defense. And it's just, you know, this team so far has had enough offense under the hood to beat these teams for the most part.
Right. One more from Adam. He says, Coach Frazier said they'd be considering different rotations on the defensive line until they find what works best. What are the chances we see Justin Zimmer activated from the practice squad at some point this season? He played week one, but has since been on the practice squad. Yeah, I don't know if Justin Zimmer is going to be cracking the lineup anytime soon. What Coach Frazier was getting at this week when he said they're going to try to find their best pass-rushing combination, he was talking about reducing the rotation.
Right.
And, you know, they've had nine defensive linemen up, I think, four of their five games. One other game, they only had eight up. And they wrote to, just about everybody played. I don't think anybody played less than 18 to 20% of the snaps. It was a heavy rotation.
Right.
But I think what they feel they are losing with that rotation is consistency, because you've got guys coming in and out so much that nobody is accustomed to how to play with one another with all the new faces on that defensive front. And so I think the defensive staff has come to the conclusion that let's find our four best horses for pass rush and use those in the pass rush packages or on obvious passing downs more often.
Right.
Let them get more accustomed to playing with one another in those passing situations, and hopefully we get better results sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I think there's no question. The first handful of games, maybe all the way into last week and going forward even for a few more weeks, is they're having tryouts. They're finding out about these guys. They got half the guys on the defensive line of the nine guys. They're all new. And if you count Harrison Phillips, who was out all of last year, it's more than half. So they've got a lot of guys they don't know about and a lot of guys who don't know about each other. We are a month into the season, but now what you're going to see now is they're going to evolve into maybe a six-man rotation rather than a nine-man rotation. And maybe these other guys that are up, if they don't play special teams, they start to get deactivated and they start keeping other guys up for special teams and that kind of thing. You're going to start to see them reduce the percentage of snaps by some of the guys on the D-line and increase guys who are being productive. And I'm telling you right now, the guys are there watching film and they're studying them and they're watching what they're supposed to be doing and who's getting what they're supposed to be doing done. Those guys are going to start playing more and more and more as this season progresses. And I think that's what Leslie Frazier's getting at. The guys who are doing their job best are going to play more. And it will accentuate as the weeks pass.
Yeah. And he said we're going to reach that decision real soon. That means before Monday.
Yeah.
It's happening this week.
You can imagine that they're going to do that a little bit this week, no question. No question.
To what degree, you know, remains to be seen, especially if, again, as we've seen, they have trouble getting off the field. They're giving up third down conversions at a rate of almost 50%, and they know that's got to be better, because if it's not, those players are going to be on the field a long time, and then you're going to have to rotate just to keep guys' legs fresh when you get to the latter stages of the game. So I think that will be their initial approach. Of course, then we go back to all the discussion we've had about whether or not to blitz Patrick Mahomes, which the Raiders – kind of showed you, well, maybe that's not the best way to do it. I'm sure they'll try to mix it up. I mean, the bottom line is Coach Frazier has always liked to stay unpredictable. He doesn't like to get into any kind of groove where a quarterback can get a read on what they're doing. But I'm encouraged that Patrick Mahomes has not seen Hyde and Poyer on a field together, and the way they can spin the dial late in the down, literally line up out of position and then get back to whatever spot they have on the call. I think that's hopefully going to be a little bit of an adjustment for Patrick Mahomes going against these two guys who disguise as good as any safety tandem in the league.
Yeah, you'll hope that goes a long way towards giving him a chance and making him hesitate a little bit. I think the key for Mahomes is, like most quarterbacks, Make him throw, make him unsure of what he's looking at.
Yep.
Make him throw when he's not comfortable, and make him throw as quickly as you can. What you don't want to do, I think, is let Patrick Mahomes, and just like Josh Allen, do what they do best. Josh Allen running around buying time, finding somebody late, and making a play on you. Same thing with Pat Mahomes with the no-look passes and the left-handed passes that we've seen from him. He keeps the play alive so long, the coverage breaks down. Somebody snaps open, it's a big play. So you want the ball out of their hand as fast as you can get it and hope you can cover them up, because the longer that play goes, the more dangerous it becomes for both of these offenses.
It will be interesting to see. I'm fascinated as to what the defensive approach is going to be for these two defenses going against these two passing attacks, because the defensive group that can just slow down the opposing offense is probably going to mean victory for that team, provided that things are clicking on all cylinders for the offenses, which for the most part has been the case for both of these teams this year. The team with the better defensive plan that can execute it, just to slow them down. Nobody's going to get stopped here.
Right.
But just to give them a few hiccups might be enough.
I'm really interested as well, because we're so neck deep in the Bills and what's going on with them. I want to know who's going to play on the offensive line. I'm really anxious and curious to see if Feliciano gets in the lineup, if he's healthy. Second,
still on IR as of now.
Right. Second, John Brown, how he feels. Can he go a full go? Zach Moss, is he going to be on the field? These guys are all on offense too.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm anxious to see how that goes. Dawson Knox, he's not going to be available. It doesn't look like he's out.
He hasn't seen him on practice. Practicing again
today. So they're struggling to keep their – you know, their cylinders hitting on all 11 cylinders on offense, because you don't know who's available. Defensively, same thing. Tre'Davious White.
Matt Milano.
And also,
you're not going to have Levi.
You're not going to have Levi Wallace, but what are they going to – are they going to do something with to help Josh Norman? Or, you know, what's been their message to him? I'm not saying he played horrific, and we all saw that, you know, the stiff arm that he took. But this was a – he was number one. He went from number three corner, and in 2 weeks now he's number one corner for a night on a team where nobody's really sharp, and you're kind of, are we playing? Are we not playing? He was in a rough spot, Josh Norman. And I would look for him to rebound a little bit mentally this week as well. But just the guys on just who's going to play offensively, who's going to be healthy, and is Milano and Tre'Davious White and that cornerback situation going to stabilize itself? Because I think I like this team when it's healthy, and they haven't been.
Yeah. I don't know if there – well, there probably is an edge in the kicking game. I mean, Butker is one of the best kickers in the league.
Yep.
And he's got every bit of monster leg as Tyler Bass, and he's proven it. I mean, if you weren't convinced – go watch the end of the game against the Chargers.
Yeah, go watch.
He's lining up for a 53-yarder to win the game, and one of his linemen jumps. It's a false start. They got to back it up to the for a 58-yarder.
It was 53 to 58.
He goes to kick the 58-yarder. It is down the middle and true.
And they iced it.
But they had called, the Chargers had called timeout before the ball was snapped, and he kicked it anyway. So he's got to do it again. And he did it again from 58 friggin' yards. I mean, that guy, he is.
Yeah, that was that right
good.
There. That right there will send you to the Pro Bowl if you do that on him. If you do that.
He won him the game.
Yeah, he won the game. He won the game on opening day.
Doing that.
That's pretty big.
He's really good.
And I'll tell you what, the Chiefs are learning too. The Chiefs are learning that when you win the world championship, even the conference championship, you walk around with a big fat target on your back. They're getting the best swing at everybody. And I would expect the Bills to give them their best swing, just like the Raiders did. And I've said it before, and I remember the old 1980s movie, Vision Quest. That's what the Raiders were on. This was their centerpiece of their season. They had to go to Kansas City and win. It wasn't about beating Kansas City in Vegas. It was about going to Kansas City and beating them there in their building. Derek Carr had never done it in his career.
Yeah.
And
I think it was 2012 was the last time they won there.
Right. and Gruden and all those guys, it was important to them.
It's like
and
they got it coaches done.
So, so the Chiefs have got this big target on them, not only from their own division, and they got that big swing from the Chargers as well.
Yeah.
They're getting it from teams like Buffalo. So the Chiefs are know that every game they're going to get their big home run swing from their opponent. And they got to, you know, the sooner or later it kind of starts to wear on them a little bit like it did last week.
Yeah.
But I would look for the Bills to be right in that mix as well. I think they're going to rebound and play very well on Monday night. But they're also, I think, unlucky in the fact that the Chiefs took one on the chin right before they played them as well, right? So now the Chiefs are going to show up high.
Everybody will be sharpened up for this one.
Yeah.
All right, break time for us. But when we return, Maddie will be joined by Andrea Kramer, the Emmy Award-winning journalist and formerly of ESPN. She is doing the Thursday night streaming broadcast on Amazon Prime of the Bills Chiefs. So Maddie will talk to her next here on One Bills Live, presented by Kaleida Health. This is Buffalo Bills Radio.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Chris Brown, Steve Tasker with you. Hour number three of One Bills Live. Time now for this week's team reporters. Maddie Glab catches up with Emmy Award-winning journalist Andrea Kramer, who will be part of the all-female Amazon Prime broadcast of Monday's game between the Chiefs and Bills. Here's Maddie.
Andrea, thank you for taking the time to do this interview. We know you are busy because you and Hannah Storm are doing this game for Amazon Prime, which I'm so excited about to have two females doing a broadcast in sports. I mean, you guys are pioneers in this industry in many different ways, and I'm really excited to have you on to kind of break down this matchup, talk about some of the highlights we can expect, some of the storylines to follow as we go into this rescheduled Monday night kind of primetime game of 5 o'clock kick, something we don't see too often. But Andrew, you've been covering this sport for so long, so you've seen the Bills, you've seen the Chiefs through so many different regimes, so many different head coaches, and now most recently we have Sean McDermott and Andy Reid heading up both teams. Sean, of course, coming from Andy Reid's coaching tree when he was back for the Philadelphia Eagles for quite some time, where he got his true really first start in the NFL underneath Andy Reid. But as you look at these two teams and kind of how they've built their franchises under their quarterbacks and Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, you know, Mahomes was drafted in 2017 and the Chiefs kind of built their offense around him and most recently really added to their defense. And the Bills are a little bit different in that they drafted Josh and they already had a pretty strong defense, but now have most recently put those offensive pieces around Josh Allen to make him the weapon that he is. So what strikes you most about both teams and how they've really built towards success in the last couple years since drafting those quarterbacks?
Well, Maddie, it's great to be on with you and great to be back in Western New York, so to speak, where I covered four straight AFC championships, three of which were in Buffalo. And I remember those days well. And I think that this current incarnation of the Bills team certainly aspires to that kind of excellence and consistency and looks like they're on their way. The blip, if it is a blip, against Tennessee notwithstanding.
All right, so the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs are both coming off losses. They're 4-1 heading into week six. Now, the Chiefs dropped a game against the Raiders, a team that the Buffalo Bills have already beat. And the Bills dropped a game against the Tennessee Titans team who had little prep going into the game due to their COVID outbreak that they experienced. What does each team need to look out for playing against a team who is hungry and ready to go out there and beat the other team because they're coming off of losses that honestly probably both teams didn't expect?
Yeah, I think it's in some ways it makes the matchup even more intriguing. You know, prior to the week five games, it was, oh, you know, are these the top two teams in the AFC? And now it's okay, these teams are coming off bitter losses that, as you point out, were not expected. And I think that you know, listen, was there a little bit of overlooking by the Bills looking ahead to the Chiefs? I want to hope not, because it's not like the Titans are pushovers. They were in the AFC Championship game last year. So as the Bills now face the two AFC title contenders in back-to-back weeks, I think that, you know, you hear this all the time, and it is such a cliche, but it is true, which is you got to get that taste out of your mouth. And then look at the Chiefs. They haven't lost since last November, 13 game winning streak. So, you know, it was, it's definitely a motivational call for the Chiefs. We've seen for them the past 2 weeks between the Patriots and the Raiders, what they did defensively against this seemingly unstoppable Chiefs offense. Well, maybe the Chiefs offense, you know, does have some Achilles heels, and you know, the blueprint's been there. And here's the deal. Teams are copycat. It's just that simple. And they're going to run it until they stop it. So, you know, they see what the blueprint is. Sean is a tremendous defensive mind. It's not, there's no great secrets here about what you can try to do against the Chiefs defensively. Now, whether or not they can execute it or not is another thing, because getting pressure, you know, really getting pressure with a 3 and 4 man line is key, and not having to rely on the blitz. It's just so huge. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is really going to kill you with the blitz. So I think that, you know, the blueprint is there. I think that the Chiefs definitely got a wake up call because they were not expecting to lose to a team that they had dominated so much in the Raiders. And then as for the Bills, you know, look, they want to still prove that they belong in the elite conversation in the conference. And you know what's funny, Maddie? Typically, you know, you're sitting here, I mean, look, 4-1 is a great record, and you never want to sort of project too far down the line, but this is 2020, and throw everything that has been normal out the window. You know, you don't know how many games ultimately teams are going to play. And the reality is that with the additional playoff game, remembering that there are not two byes, that only one team in the conference is going to get a bye, every single game is so vital. And listen, you got a couple 4-1 teams. You know, Ravens are sitting there at 4-1. Of course, every win matters in the National Football League, but I just think it's amped up even more this season, which puts more emphasis and attention on this game.
Definitely. There's so much attention on this game, and the fact that it's on a Monday night, I mean, Thursday night or Monday night, there's going to be eyes on a game like this, especially with the success that both teams have had last season going into this season. I mean, you have these premier quarterbacks in Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. But speaking of the Bills offense, they're going up against a Chiefs defense who has really gotten stronger in the last 2 years and really showed it towards the end of last season, having a player like Tyrann Mathieu with the versatility that he offers. What do you think this Bills offense really needs to do? What muscle do they need to flex to be able to throw off a Chiefs defense who has gotten stronger over the last couple months?
Get the ball out. End of story. Next question. Josh Allen can't hold the ball, in my opinion. You know, you got to get the ball out, make quick decisions. You know, it's interesting talking to Patrick Mahomes, and he says, you know, listen, my mentality is always looking for that deep shot. I want that deep shot. And he's got the weapons to get the ball downfield in Tyreek Hill. But he said, you know, sometimes I have to go against my nature and realize, just dump it off. Live for another play. Don't take the sack. Certainly don't turn the ball over. Just get the ball out. And I think in some ways, that's what Josh Allen has to do as well. You know, arguably the strongest arm in the league can fire the ball in there. We know that. Loves the deep ball. But at this point, you know, it's same thing. Get the ball out quick. 1, 2, 3, drop. 1, 2, 3, read. Don't sit there. Don't go back there. Try to wait to find the perfect play, see the perfect read, because, you know, you're waiting 4 or 5 seconds and your offensive line isn't going to be able to do that for you. And that's where mistakes happen, because that's when, whether you're a quarterback who's under pressure or you're a defensive back, once you start getting desperate, that's when mistakes get made. So I think really in some respects, it's kind of mirror images for both teams is, you know, get the ball out quick and really, you know, don't have any ego about working the ball down the field. It doesn't always. And of course, if you continue to do that, if you do little chunks here and there, you know, I kind of hate the expression dink and dunk because it's got such a bad connotation to it. But the reality is if you do it, those deep shots will be there, because sooner or later, you're going to get those safeties that are going to creep up, especially, hello, by the way, running games, we could have a running game with Devin Singletary. You know, we need more than 25 yards. So again, get the defenses, you know, get the Tyrann Mathews, as you point out, of to start creeping up. And then if you don't have a single high safety back there, that's when you can really try to exploit the deep ball, Josh Allen, and that, you know, howitzer of an arm.
Andrea, thank you so much for the time. It'll be an exciting matchup with these two teams, both leading their divisions, and a lot of promise for what they could be in the coming weeks as you enter the middle and the bottom half of the season.
Thank you so much, Maddie. It's great to talk to you. And for your listeners out there, we want to remind you that, you know, if Maddie and I were just sort of sitting around having a beer or having an iced tea, we'd be having these same conversations. So we're just, you all are just lucky that we're letting you on it right with us right now. But in all sincerity, thank you so much. Above all, to you and to all the listeners, stay healthy and safe. And we look forward to, we're not sure what we're going to call it, Thursday night special on Amazon Prime, a Monday version. We're not sure. It's 2020. Anything goes. So thank you so much, Maddie. Great to talk to you.
That is so true. Yeah, go ahead and watch it on Amazon Prime. It'll be a great one to tune in for.
All right, that's Maddie Glab with Andrea Kramer, who will be streaming the game or being the color analyst on the broadcast. I believe she's doing it with Hannah Storm on Amazon Prime.
I think that's a first, isn't it?
On Monday, an all-female broadcast team. So it is a first, certainly on a streaming platform and maybe even network-wise, too. I'm not sure about that, but yeah, probably the case. So those two capable women will be handling the broadcast on Amazon Prime for Monday between the Bills and the Chiefs. So good to get their sense of this matchup between these two AFC leaders right now, with both teams 4-1 coming into this one. You know, I think about what the anticipation is. And I think the general consensus is this thing's going to be an air it out, shoot it out, back and forth type game.
Bet the over, yeah.
And, yeah, betting the over. Is there any way in your mind, Steve, that you think it could go against conventional wisdom as to what it would be?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So you're thinking like,
there's no stopping it.
Yeah, you're thinking 35-30 or.
Well, you remember 2 years ago, 3 years ago when it was 55-45 out in L.A. on Monday Night Football with the Rams and the Chiefs. You remember that?
Yeah.
And that was, it was a fantastic game. But I don't think it's going to be, you know, 55-45 or whatever that game was. It was outrageous. But I think it's going to be along those lines. I think every possession is going to be very precious, not because there's not going to be a few of them, but because you got to make them count.
Yeah, because if you don't, you better believe that other side of the ball is going to be making an account for them.
Right.
Right. And I think you have to play a very error-free As much as nobody, you can't play the perfect game. This league is too competitive
right.
to play the perfect game, but you got to be pretty darn close.
I think you've really got to, your defense really has to focus on, you know, every single snap has got to be that snap that you got to make something happen. You got to get the ball out. You got to get the ball back. You got to tip the pass. You got to, you know, intercept it. You got to knock it loose. You got to pick up the fumble. You got to do it. I think it's going to be a game more so not about keeping them off the scoreboard or stopping them and going three and out or anything like that. It's about causing them to make a mistake. And that's the way the defense they're going to have to play in this game. You're going to have to catch them making a mistake or force them into something they think is going to be a great play and you snatch it away from them, that kind of thing. I think that's how this defensive game is going to play out. That means you're going to give up a lot of yards and a lot of points and all that, but every so often you're going to get a tipped pass for an interception, that kind of thing.
Make
and
it count.
And that's going to be the difference. And when you get that, take it to the house.
That'd be nice. I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Yeah.
All right, we have to take a break. When we come back, what have we learned from today's show? We will get to that when we return here on One Bills Live, presented by Kaleida Health. This is Buffalo Bills Radio. Time for What Have We Learned, brought to you by Skyworks, the official construction equipment rental company of the Buffalo Bills. And we had one Lorenzo Alexander here for his weekly appearance with the lowdown. And he gives us one of the keys he feels will be necessary for the Bills to beat the Chiefs.
Not beat yourself. With the penalties, the offsides, the late hits, you know, the false starts, those things are going to obviously set you back. And I think to that point, that allows you to start fast. So you don't have like a great drive going and then you have a false start. Now instead of second and five, you have second and 10. Or, you know, third and three, now it's third and eight. So especially early in the game, you want to make sure you come out, have great sound football. Don't put yourself in a bad position by especially pre-snap penalties, you know, jumping off sides and false starts. I think it will really help this team get off to a great start, put the pressure on the Chiefs, and find a way to win.
Yeah, we just talked about it last segment, Steve. They have to play as close to error-free as possible and just be laser-focused in this game. Because you fall asleep for 5 minutes and – there's 14 points on the board.
I know you tend to think about the Chiefs as this high-flying, kind of fast, speedy group and all that. Let me tell you something. That's their style of play, but they are hardened. It's a hardened, experienced football team with a very experienced and crafty head coach who has got all the tricks up their sleeve. They know how to win tight games. Tight games don't scare them. They don't care if they throw a pick six. They're going to come back, and it's not going to alter their confidence in how that they can win the game.
And just look at what they did last year. They had comebacks in just about every playoff game including the Super Bowl.
All three playoff games they played in.
I mean, look at what happened to the Tennessee Titans last year. They're up 10 points on the Chiefs. They get to the third quarter, and the Chiefs rip off 21 unanswered points, and they're behind. It's just they have the capability of doing that at any point in time.
You can't miss anything if you're the Bills. You've got to stay in it all the time and keep yourself on top of it all the time. And if you get up, if you manage to get out to a lead, you've got to push on the gas. You can't start handing it off. You can't start getting a soft zone. You've got to play the defenses that got you to that lead and continue to do that throughout four quarters until you kneel it down if you're able.
And we mentioned this last week. They were facing a good pass rushing group last week. We saw what Harold Landry and Jadeveon Clowney were able to do. You got Frank Clark and Chris Jones coming at you this week. This team is 11th in sack percentage, so they're just outside the top 10. They can get to the quarterback even if they're only rushing four. So it's another tall task for the guys up front. So we'll see how it all plays out. Monday's show will be an extended pregame version of One Bills Live as we will take you up to the round table at 3, which we will also be a part of.
Yes, we will.
And then kick off at 5. A special edition of One Bills Live on Monday. So come back and join us for that. Have a good weekend, everybody. For Steve Tasker, I'm Chris Brown. This has been One Bills Live, presented by Kaleida Health, and it's Buffalo Bills Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.